Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I'm not an Airbnb person. That's not to say I've never stayed in an Airbnb. I have. I can think of two occasions for sure that were Airbnb, and I think that might be it. I prefer hotels. And the more I hear about Airbnbs, the more I prefer hotels. This week, some new rules were brought in. Now, when you bring in new rules, there's a reason. You don't do it just, you know, oh, let's bring in a... No, there's a reason. This rule is brought in to try and address something. And in this situation, the rule says you can no longer have indoor surveillance cameras in your Airbnb property. So if you have an Airbnb property, you have it listed on Airbnb, you're not allowed to have an indoor surveillance camera in there. Just think about that for a second if you're an Airbnb user. Up until now, there were no rules against having indoor surveillance cameras. I mean, the whole thought is just, oh, it's too much. But anyway, the other thing is, how do you enforce this? Let's find out. We're going to speak with Dr. Anne Kavoukian, who is Executive Director, Global Privacy and Security by Design Center. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so Airbnb announcing they're going to ban indoor surveillance cameras by May 1st. So what is that? So we got 6 more weeks, I guess, of you potentially starring in a movie you didn't know you were in? It's crazy.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's too bad they didn't bring this in earlier, but at least to their credit, they're bringing it in now.
Yeah.
And thank God, because when you rent out a place, you want privacy within where you're living, of course. You know, you may be taking your clothes off, doing fun things with your spouse, partner.
Sure.
It doesn't matter. You deserve privacy. You want security cameras inside observing what you're doing. It's absurd.
It is. It's good. Now, here's the other thing that immediately comes to mind here, Anne. Okay, go ahead, put your rule in as much as you want. Were you going to go to every single place with a bug sweeper? I mean, there is no way to enforce this policy at all.
The thing is, what I would do if I was the commissioner is I would let people know, if you even suspect there's a surveillance camera on the premises you're renting at an Airbnb, call me. Let me investigate. You have to go to privacy commissioners, privacy people, to look into this stuff. You can also go to the police if you think there's a problem. But Airbnb, to their credit, they are saying you can't have security cameras on your premises. So I think that will go a long way to dispelling that activity from happening. And I think it's an excellent move.
I mean, we talk about, like you and I saying, you know, you're in there, maybe you're walking around naked or whatever the case may be. That's embarrassing. But it goes beyond. I mean, this could be live streamed potentially, right? There are some serious security risks here.
Oh, absolutely. And the people getting third parties gaining unauthorized access to the security footage. I mean, hackers abound these days and they're brilliant. So who knows where your personal information may end up? It is appalling.
And they can monitor your I mean, all kinds of things. You're basically on, you're wired for sound.
Yeah, firewired for sound. I mean, it's absurd. Can you imagine? Is that how people want to live their lives? No, and that's the thing. That's why Airbnb is doing this, because people object to having security cameras observing their activities within the place they've rented. So I'm delighted Airbnb did this. I think that people will take this seriously. I really do, because more and more of the public are being concerned with privacy or the lack thereof these days, and the massive growth of surveillance. So we have to put a stop to this, and this is a good start.
The question I have, it goes back to the earlier one in terms of, okay, Airbnb now has a policy where you can't have a surveillance camera. They're not going to go and check every single place, and even if they do, as soon as they leave, you can. So, I mean, it falls on you, the user, to try and protect yourself as best you can. What do you do? How do you go about doing that? Can you?
You do the best you can. I'm sorry. Nothing is perfect.
No.
At least they know they're not supposed to have security cameras on their premises. So if they detect anything, then they can call the police. They can call Airbnb. They have some measures that they can take. So it's a good start. I don't want to be critical of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, let's not be critical of trying to make things better. It's just how effective it is or not, we'll figure it out down the road.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate you being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure as always. Thank you.